This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment, one poem, center stage. Before today's poem, a quick note. Right after submissions are now open a little longer, through May 15th. If you've been meaning to write, there's still time. You can now submit through a form that I've linked in the show notes. Selected poems will be featured in June as part of a new series, One Poem After. Now, today's poem. Today's poem is by Brittany Searle Campaya. Aching. Unexpectedly. There are moments I relish my arms being my arms again. And then, I ache for you. I ache for the way you once fit in the crux of them. Your head on my bare chest. I ache for those moments I dreaded your screaming. And the way it seemed to echo with accusations of my failure. I ache for the days I wondered what I had done with my life and sat by your cot, begging you to forgive me for wanting to be me again. I ache for your tiny brace I hated, the thin clothes and baggy pants that always seemed to draw eyes to us, accusing me of not being enough to heal you. I ache for your bald spot I tried to cover and the tiny milk pimples I feared were a sign of sensitive skin. The fear that your easily marked brown skin would scar, and you would blame me for allowing your perfection to be blemished. I ache for your fumbling steps, your bruised head and scraped knees that made me fear you were somehow becoming too much like me. I ache for the bottles you wanted late at night, to hold you in the rocking chair and sing you back to sleep, without wishing it away. I ache. Because I don't really remember them. They are fragments and illustrated by ideas and memories. Feelings, senses, exhaustion. But I wasn't really there. This is what I took from myself. Missing all our worst days meant missing all our best. And I will never be able to hold the tiny you again and love you perfectly. I ache and I ache. And I ache. By Brittany Searle Campaya. If you'd like more of her work, she's on Instagram at Brittany Searle Campaya Words. She's currently working on 3 books. Waking Up in Darkness, a memoir about being diagnosed bipolar while pregnant. Cross Stitch, a collection of random daily poems. And Travels with Poems, an exploration into types of poetry from around the world. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow.